Across the West Midlands on 95.6 FM, Molly Green on BBC WM.
Sitting in for Joe Orler this week. Hello to the real John in Redditch. All right, chickadee. He says, I'm a flipping coward about the dentist. Phobias. A lot of you have texted and phoned in already. Keep them coming. We already know that people have, you know, heights, spiders, mice. There are some really strange phobias, though, that are very, very real to a lot of people. Life-changing, in fact. Now, we're joined in the studio by gorgeous Louisa Lewis, who's from our newsroom upstairs. Jo Malin had Paul McKenna in a couple of weeks back. And you were listening to that, weren't you, Louisa?
Yes, and I was chatting to Joe afterwards.
And it all came about that you have... You see, you must find it a little bit belittling for people like me to be saying, what a strange phobia, because to you it's normal, it's real. I don't know if you've had it a long time, but well, we'll find out. Pitachionophobia. Louisa, what are you scared of?
Stickers. I feel
see, now you
was
laugh.
Telling you that. Well,
you see,
because
you
it's amusing.
Laugh.
I think I try and cover it up with humour. Always... All my life, afraid of stickers.
From way back when,
from
ever you can remember.
Yeah. I would never buy anything with a sticker on. I couldn't eat something with a sticker on. If I think a sticker's in the room, I'll obsess about it. I'll think it's in the bin. I'll be looking at it all day. I'd have to change a bin bag if I thought a sticker was in one at home.
Any sort of sticks, just something that sticks on something else.
Always paper stickers, usually paper stickers that have got a little... might have a... bit of tackiness on the edge that might maybe I could touch. So sometimes a peeled off sticker. If a sticker, you know, when you take a packet of sandwiches and a sticker touches off that, I wouldn't be able to eat the sandwich. If I thought I had a sticker on my hand, I would scrub it for forever until I, and then it would still make me feel sick. Probably the next day I'd think, oh, there was a sticker there, wasn't there?
What about like apples and fruit?
I could never bite an apple sticker. I mean,
I'm upsetting you just speaking about it. I'm seeing your eyes.
Particularly apple stickers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel terrible grilling
no,
you about this because I think you're going to be sick.
No, no, it's fine.
It's so real to you.
Yeah, it's very real.
Now, did your or do your parents remember anything right from back you when you were in the pram that may have kicked this off?
I think maybe, and this might be, you know, you get told memories, don't you? I think maybe I might have had a charity sticker. You don't get it so much nowadays, but I think somebody might, I might have put some money in a box and somebody might have put a charity sticker on me and I think maybe I couldn't get it off my hand. I think maybe that's what's
okay.
Happened. But I know in particular, when I was growing up, I wanted to put money in the box, but I used to run away immediately.
Before they gave, oh, God, I love you.
The one sticker.
Yeah. And how does it affect your life now?
Well, sometimes when you get admissions to places, they want to put a sticker on you. I might have to say, can you put it on a card? I went to a gig recently. They were like, you need to wear a sticker because you want to go into the VIP bit. I had to put it on a card. I felt like an absolute loon. I had an audition to go to Birmingham Uni and they put a sticker on me and I spent the whole day with my head absolutely bolt upright because I thought I'm never going to get into uni if
they think you're bad.
Stickers. Which one should we let in? Oh, the one with the weird phobia of stickers.
Do you tell people or do you keep it under your
hat? I tried not to, but then somebody might notice and then I think, oh, they'll take pity on me. Maybe they won't taunt me with it, but people have taunted me with it and it's been horrible.
Listen, Louisa, are you all right just to stick around for a little while?
Yeah.
I just realised what I said.
Stay around for
a little while. Stay with us after these. And after the news, we're going to be joined by Peter Field as well, who is a hypnotherapist. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Molly.
Stay with us, kids. We'll be back in about 6 minutes' time, and we'll delve far more into this here on BBC WM. If you've got your own thoughts as well, give us a call, 08453 00956. We'll do travel and news next, though.
I think I finally know.
Mornings with Joanne Malin on BBC WM with Molly Green. Hello, almost 5 minutes past ten. We'll be back with Louisa Lewis from our newsroom who's explaining her fear of stickers to us. On 95.6 FM, DAB Digital Radio and online, BBC WM.
It's a very real fear, a very real phobia. She's explained a bit already, but we're also going to be joined by Peter Field, who is a hypnotherapist, who's also live with us in the studio. And hopefully Peter's going to be able to help Louisa. Find out more next, after Billy Joel. At the moment, we're in the middle of speaking to BBC WM's very own Louisa Lewis. And also we're joined by Peter Field, who's a hypnotherapist as well. We haven't actually properly said hello to you yet, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning, Molly, and thank you for inviting me onto the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much for taking the time to come in. Now, just before the news, Louisa, we kind of dealt with your phobia, which is you can probably say it better than me.
I can't remember even what the word what was it?
Peter, do you know it, Peter?
Yeah. Pitakionophobia.
Could you just come in a little bit
Sorry.
To the mic? That's
right. It's pitakionophobia. Now, that's from the Greek word for labels. They had no stickers. So it's a fear of stickers, sticky labels, things like that.
And that's what you've always had, Louisa, since you can remember.
Yes, except I'm a Philistine and I just call it stickerophobia is what I call it.
Of course.
Actually, John's texted in to say he's Googled the fear of stickers and he thinks it's paniophobia.
Yes, that's incorrect. And there's no etiology for that. There's no origins for that. One person once wrote that word in as a response to what's the name of the fear of stickers called on a forum. And one person wrote back and said it's paniophobia. In fact, pan means everything, as in panoramic. So paniophobia is, in fact, the fear of everything. It's certainly not the fear of stickers.
Do almost all of us have some type of fear, Peter?
I believe so. I think so. Yes, absolutely. We must distinguish, of course, between a genuine fear and a phobia. A genuine fear might be something, the fear of lions or tigers in the wild, or sharks, if you're actually exposed to sharks.
That's one of mine.
But a phobia itself, by definition, is totally irrational. Fear of stickers is irrational. You know, Louisa's rational mind accepts and understands that there's nothing intrinsically dangerous or threatening about a sticker, but it's a subconscious mind, what I call the feeling mind, which generates this powerful anxiety. And so it's a subconscious mind we need to turn in order to get a solution.
Do you, back to you, Louisa, when you, and again, I feel guilty because the horror in your face when we were discussing this 20 minutes ago, but if I asked you now to imagine a sticker on an apple... Do you feel sick? Do you feel anxiety? You've got your hand to your mouth instantly.
I'm
sorry to ask you.
No, it's all right. I feel sick. My mouth feels dry.
Are you scared?
I can see it in my head. I mean, yeah. You know when people have those, like, apple sticker collections and things? That's possibly my worst nightmare.
But do you think they'll harm you? I'm just trying to sort of...
I don't know. I think it's that I wouldn't be able to take it off, and then I would look for the place where it was on the apple. And then I wouldn't know where to put it. There's just too many things associated with it. I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Is it something you think about in your life a lot?
I mean, it would affect a lot of things that I do. I mean, I cover it over with humour quite a lot because that's generally the sort of person I am. But I wouldn't be able to buy loose apples in a supermarket if I thought that I had a sticker on them. I couldn't buy a bunch of bananas where I thought that one of the other bananas had touched the sticker because it might have touched it.
What about your working life? Because everything here at WM's covered in WM stickers.
Yeah, I just try and block that out. I mean, I have to deal with it, obviously. To deal with it sometimes. I wouldn't order an apple pie in a restaurant, though, in case that someone in the kitchen taking the stickers off. Now, I know... That is wholly ludicrous. Nobody's got time to take off a million stickers to make a large apple pie. I wouldn't order it just in case. Maybe they did.
Now, you've had hypnotherapy in the past, and hopefully Peter's going to be able to help you today, but you've tried it once before and it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't really work. I thought it did, and I whizzed out straight into a supermarket. I was dead excited. I thought, this is it. This is the day that I buy an apple with a sticker on it. No, it didn't happen. I picked it up. I felt sick. I had to leave the supermarket.
But you want to be cured?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to be cured. It is ridiculous. I mean, I would like to be cured. It's part of my personality now. People go, oh, Louisa's that, you know, what a phobia of stickers. And people laughing at me doesn't really bother me. But in daily life, it does bother me. I couldn't... It's being able to purchase things. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
You know.
Well, we're hoping that Peterfield's going to be able to help you. Peter, you've only been in here 20 minutes. Listening to your voice just makes me just want to pass out. In a nice way. I mean, no offence or anything. Even the aura around you is very gentle. Now, and you were trying to calm Louisa down during the news after I had asked her to describe in detail how it made her feel. As a hypnotherapist, should people come to you? Are these fears not healthy to carry around, these phobias? Should people come to you to try and get them cured?
Absolutely. I think that Louisa's description there is just perfect. It fits the type of anxiety disorder which phobia falls into, because anxiety, fear... is not the natural state for Louisa to be living in. People who are afraid of dentists, people who are afraid of driving, public speaking, needles, all of these things, it's just not a useful fear to carry around with you. So, quite simply, we can remove it in little as one or two sessions. Today I hope to be able to remove Louisa's fear of stickers in a
single
session.
What will you do with Louisa later? Because I know you two are going to pop off. You two are going to pop off after the show.
And making it sound very odd. What are you going to do with Louisa?
And it's being recorded.
Yeah.
We're going to record you two popping off later. And we'll play on the show perhaps tomorrow the outcome of your session today. But what will you be doing with Louisa?
I'll be looking, with Louisa's consent, into her subconscious mind. We'll be disclosing or uncovering the origin of this phobia, because this phobia will have happened, it will have been embedded in her subconscious, more or less like a piece of programming at a very early age. You know, before the age of 6, possibly 7, each one of us is in a state of hypnosis. We don't call it such, but there we are. We simply haven't been around long enough to develop a critical factor where we can build up a database to compare things to. So anything coming from that outside world has tremendous impact and meaning. And so I need to disclose, help Louisa disclose, what is the origin of it. Once we've got to the origin of it, we take her back through that, this time with Louisa's adult mind, her conscious mind, informing her younger self that this is absolutely safe.
What if you can't find that trigger? What if there wasn't actually an event that started? This is just part
there
of Louisa.
Always is an event.
There always is.
You know, Molly, there are actually only two, or some people believe there's three, fears that human beings are born with. The first fear is the fear of falling, and that's called the parachute reflex. The second fear is the fear of, now, loud noises, which is called the startle reflex. Now, there's also the possibility of a third fear we're born with, and that's the fear of abandonment. But apart from those two, or possibly three fears, every other phobia is acquired on life's journey.
So there definitely was,
it
even though Louisa won't remember because she was probably in a pram,
no.
Something happened
That's
that started
right.
all of this off. So you find that and talk her back through it.
Absolutely, yes. In a state of deep relaxation hypnosis. It may not have been specifically an encounter that Louisa's had with the label. You know, we can acquire these things through proxy, more or less, because mum or dad has also had this kind of fear, and they pass it on to the younger child, because children have a wonderful capacity to mimic their parents. And so if we see mum cringing at the sight of a snake on television, and we're very young, we tend also to build that reflex and become anxious too when we see snakes, etc.
Okay. Peter, Louisa, stay... Have you got to rush off, by the way, Louisa? Are you all right?
No,
yeah,
fine.
Okay. Have they given you half an hour off the newsroom?
No, it's my day off.
Have you come in on your day off?
Yes.
Oh, Louisa,
I know.
Thank you.
You are.
It's going to be worth it.
It is going to be worth it. We'll have a little bit of music, and on the other side as well, we'll be back with Peter and Louisa, and we're going to take some of your reaction as well. Lots of phone calls and texts coming in. If you've got a comment to make, if you want to just have a very quick word of Peter, 08453 009956. 08453 009956. And the text is open as well, 07786 202956. We'll be back with them after Sophie Ellis-Bextor next. BBCW, 20 minutes past 10. More with you for Joe for the next couple of weeks. We're still joined in the studio. We're talking phobias. We're talking to Louisa Lewis from upstairs in our newsroom, who has a sticker phobia. And also Peter's still with us as well. Peter Field, who's a hypnotherapist, who, fingers crossed, is going to be helping Louisa after the show today with her problem. Lots of you are texting and calling. Thank you very, very much. Let's just get through a couple now. Paul in Stafford, good morning.
Molly, good morning. How are you?
How are you doing, chicken? All right?
I am very, very well.
Now, Paul, can you identify with anything that you've been hearing over the last half an hour?
Just about everything. And it's quite funny. Rarely have I felt so connected to a radio show in my life, I think. Needles and dentists. Needles is my main phobia. But as I said to Jenny, your researcher, that I am at a great disadvantage, great advantage, I should say, in that I don't have any eyesight. So it's absolutely marvellous for me, in some senses, because all the distraction, the waving of the hand, doesn't work.
Right.
The bit where they say, well, sit back in the chair, and here you are, and the mouth goes open, and they say, well, I'm just going to do this. And I say, just don't tell me. I have no desire to know what you're going to do. Please just do what you have to, and let me go. It's as simple as that. And people say, well, you can't see. Well, that's perfectly true. But also it's the unexpected. Because I can't see what you're doing, it's more unexpected to me.
So would you rather them... Sorry, let me get this straight. You'd rather them talk you through it, or you'd rather them
just not say
anything?
Just do it, and let's have done with it. And, you know, I know why I'm going there in the first place.
Yeah.
So I know what's going to happen. There's no need to necessarily talk me through it.
So you don't want to know when the needle's
going? No, I'm going to know anyway. It's, you know, and the worst one, and my mother's a nurse, and she always says to me the best bit, she likes saying, well, this won't hurt. Well, of course it's not going to hurt. You're not the one that's being, you know, stabbed, as it is, in effect. But it's one of those things. And it's one, I mean, thankfully, I look after my teeth, so I don't have great cause to have any injections, but it's one of those things that there's no real cure. It is a state of mind, I believe.
What do you think, Peter? He's shaking his head.
No, absolutely not. Of course there is a cure. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Peter.
Good. Yeah, the fear of needles themselves is called trypanophobia, although it's sometimes correctly identified as something called balanophobia, which doesn't have reference to the medical aspect. So hypodermics and needles, you're suffering from something called trypanophobia. And it's the thing I treat regularly in my practice at Brindley Place. So you do not need to go through life with this fear. You weren't born with this fear. There's absolutely no need for you to continue with this particular fear. Dental phobia is a common one, too. I suggest you work with a dentist who knows exactly your needs and your wishes. You have a little talk. You can more or less interview a dentist. If you need, give me a call. You can find my number on peterfieldhypnotherapy.co.uk, and I'll be delighted to give you the name of and telephone number of a dentist who's used to dealing with people who are nervous and afraid of dentists.
Would Paul's blindness have any...
No relevance at all.
No relevance at all.
But that's very interesting, that, Peter. I was never entirely sure as to what relevance or none it would have.
Absolutely none, Paul. I'm a little kind of slightly surprised that your desire is not to know what's going to happen, because generally we fear the unknown, don't we?
So we do, but I it works in a reverse for me, in the sense of knowing what's going to happen.
Yes.
Then it's heightened.
That's right. It'll tense you up. I've got it, yeah.
So I'd rather not. Thankfully for myself, the occasion to come into contact with any such form of thing is touching lots of wood, very rare.
Well, I hope that's helped, Paul, that you can get
help.
Yes, it has.
Thank you very much.
It's lovely to speak to you, Honey Buns.
Thank you, Molly.
All right, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Do my best, anyway.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've also got Lee in Telford as well, Peter. Lee, good morning to you.
Yes, hello.
I'm very good, Lee. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
All right, thank you. Now, you have... Oh, no, it's your daughter that suffers.
Yeah, it's not really a phobia as such. The daughter's a figure skater, and I see it a lot because I'm involved in skating. It's sort of the pre-nerves before they go on the ice, and the lack of confidence, and they see themselves falling more than see themselves sort of landing a jump. And I just wondered, how you're a sports sort of a hypnotherapist, does it really work? Is it something that we ought to think about?
Hypnosis works very well with athletes and sports people. In fact, Tiger Woods has been hypnotizing himself since the age of 13. He has a little induction process he learned from a friend of his father, a clinical hypnotherapist in California. He blinks his eyes three times and he goes into a trance. That enables him to focus. He can block out all external kind of influences and so on and so forth. What your daughter seems to be experiencing is a performance anxiety. It's something you see quite regularly. It's something which is really, really... amenable to effective hypnotherapy. We can help her with that, absolutely, yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay. No, that's great. That's fine, thank you.
You need to get your daughter in Peter's chair.
Right, yes.
Brilliant place, Paul.
Thank you very much, Lee.
No, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Peter, Liz and Rugby's texting to say, can Peter help adults with severe learning difficulties who also have autism and Tourette's and all the phobias and obsessive behaviours that are part of those sort of conditions?
No, those are conditions I personally don't deal with. I don't deal with Tourette's. Autism is not my area. I know there are some therapists that do handle these things, but that's not my speciality.
I need to ask you a question on irrational fears. Now, Gary and I had this conversation earlier on, and Louise, I suppose I can bring you into this as well with your fear of stickers. One of my fears is sharks. Now, to me, that's rational because a shark can kill you. One of Gary's fears is mice. And I condescendingly said to Gary this morning, well, that's ridiculous because a mouse won't kill you. It can't do anything to you. And Louisa, I'd say a sticker can't do anything to you, but a shark can kill you. Now, what's the difference between a rational fear and an irrational fear? Or would you not call it a phobia?
Exactly. Phobia, by definition, is irrational, Louisa.
Right.
Where fear is a genuine, instinctive self-preservation mechanism. absolutely. I had a lady come to see me. She was terrified of snakes. She was putting life at risk. Sometimes she'd jump out into the middle of a road in front of oncoming traffic because she imagined somebody walking towards her might have a bag full of snakes. Snakes, in this country, pretty harmless. The chances of her encountering a snake, minimal.
But the fear stems from if you do meet a snake, it can kill you.
Is if
the important bit?
The if is important thing. You see, the subconscious mind feeds off a language called imagination. It's a very imaginative vehicle, if you like, a vessel. And the imagination feeds the fear. The chances of you encountering a shark are minimal, unless you go to the Great Barrier Reef or whatever and choose to do that. And yet the fear is there. Without the possibility of that
without
happening.
Without the sea.
Gary's afraid of mice.
Mice, bless him, yeah.
Yet mice, he knows, will not hurt him. I was having a word with him before we came on air today. He said, yes, but they can scratch me.
You get Viles disease, he said, and die within 48 hours.
Well, that's from rats, apparently, not from mice. These fears are irrational. They are anxiety disorders, which we term phobias.
And we've already said that almost all of us have a fear or a phobia about something. You said there's over 500. And we shouldn't be ashamed of them. We're all different. We've all got our own foibles.
Precisely. There's absolutely no need whatsoever to be ashamed or to feel guilty about these things. If you have a fear, you can just think about it. There's no shame attached to any of this.
And how do people get in touch with you? If anyone's listening to this thinking, right, 2010 is the year I'm going to deal with this because it's taking over this, that and the other of my life and we're dealing with it. How do people get in touch with you?
We have two branches, one here in Birmingham at Brindley Place, the other one's in London in Hartley Street. If people were to Google or just put into the address bar, peterfieldhypnotherapy.co.uk, peterfieldhypnotherapy.co.uk, all the information you need will be written there. And I've got also articles on phobias of all kinds and a number of other issues that I treat. Anxiety, panic attacks, pain relief, all kinds of fears and phobias. The list is endless. Depression and so on is all mentioned there.
You're almost our resident hypnotherapist. Brilliant. So you're taking Louisa off now.
Yes.
We'll replay what happens this afternoon. Good luck, Louisa. I hope it all goes really well.
Thank you.
Going to try and Peter's going to try and cure your phobia of stickers. Everything's crossed for you. Yes, go on.
I'm not going to try. If I try,
you
I'll
are
fail.
Going to.
I will fail if I try.
Okay. We'll catch up with you again soon. Both of you, thank you for your time in joining us.
Thank you.
And good luck, Louisa.
Across the West Midlands on 95.6 FM, Molly Green on BBC WM.
Sitting in for Joe Oliver this week. Now, listen, my lovelies, if you were listening yesterday, it was a fascinating show yesterday. We were talking fears and phobias, and a very brave lady, our very own Louisa Lewis from the newsroom upstairs, came down to talk to us about her phobia, her very real phobia. Some people snigger, and in fact she sniggered herself, about her fear of stickers, which has ruled her life. She's had it since the year dot. Stickers on apples, that was the worst, actually. Stickers on apples, she couldn't go into the supermarkets because of stickers on apples. Stickers on everything. Charity stickers, anything that had a sticker on, just sent a haywire. And we had a good friend of BBC WM, Peter Field, the hypnotherapist, come in. He whisked her away after the show yesterday, put her in his big chair. And you'll be able to find out the result. Louisa was hypnotised once before for this phobia and it didn't work. So you'll find out. I'll play you a little bit now. The conclusion after the news at 11 o'clock, so we can find out whether Louisa has indeed been cured. I'll play you the first bit. We'll call it When Louisa Met Peter. This is what happened.
Peter, we've arrived in your office now, and to be honest with you, it's exactly how I imagined. Enormous leather chair in the corner, very comfortable, soft music. What's going to happen in here?
Good. Well, today we're going to guide you into a lovely, relaxed state, Louisa. We call that state hypnosis. In hypnosis, you'll be aware of everything, you'll remember everything, you'll be able to communicate with me freely and openly. We're going to take you back to the origin of the phobia you came in with today. We're going to rewrite the script. There's a program running in your subconscious mind which says you need to feel fear because of stickers. And that program is a faulty program. So I'm going to replace it with a program more aligned with reality.
I'm going to be able to remember everything I say to you today.
Everything. You'll be aware of everything at all times. You'll remember everything at all times. You just
watched a little video I ask every new client to watch, in which I attempt to debunk a lot of the myths, because there's so much nonsense out there about what hypnosis is and isn't. And also I explain my model of the mind, the conscious mind, the unconscious, the subconscious. Any surprises as you were watching the video? Anything you you learned there?
No, I suppose it's just the depth of the mind, the depth of thinking, and how many things influence the way I react to things, really. The mind, I suppose, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, is much more complex than we perhaps realise.
I'd agree with that. You know, Franz Kafka, the title of one of his books was I Am a Memory Come Alive. And that kind of hit me because that ties in with my experience of both life and my clinical work as a hypnotherapist. We are born basically with certain predispositions, but those predispositions don't dictate our fate. What really does influence us is the experiences through which we pass. Our interpretation of those experiences becomes our reality. You pass through an experience which is pretty scary, when you were afraid or terrified or anxious because a label was somewhere in the scene. And because of that, you've twinned that anxiety with a generalized anxiety of all labels. So we need to see how you acquired that on your life's journey and do something about it.
And this is really going to, in all honesty, improve my life, because at the moment I can't buy anything with a single sticker on. Do you think that I'm going to come to terms with this today?
Well, it's not a question of coming to terms. Basically, it's just a question of returning to your true self. You know, you're a person who was not born to feel this rational fear. So we're just going to return you home to you.
So this is when Peter met Louisa, and find out in the second half, just after the news at 11, as to whether anyone's seen Louisa this morning walking around with a sticker on her head. I don't know whether it's happened or not, but you can find out the conclusion of that after the news headlines next here. BBC WM. The second part of what happened when Louisa Lewis from our BBC newsroom met Peter Field, the hypnotist, will play next. Now, just prior to the news, you heard them both sitting down. Louisa's got a huge phobia of stickers. We were explaining this on the show yesterday. Sticker on an apple, a sticker. In fact, we were wondering how she tried underwear and bikinis on, but I forgot to ask her because they've always got a stickered gusset. Anything with a sticker on absolutely freaks her out. And so her and Peter sat down in his office. He was going to try and regress her, to hypnotise her, and to cure her fear of stickers. Find out next the second part of what happened to Louisa.
Mornings with Joanne Malin on BBC WM with Molly Green. On 95.6 FM, DAB Digital Radio and online, BBC WM.
And five, open your eyes and just notice how really good you feel. You do feel good, don't you? Now, Louisa, when you went into that chair not so very long ago today, you went in with a terrible phobia, terrible fear of stickers. Stickers, you reported, made you feel really nauseous and anxious and scared. How do you feel now about stickers?
Better. Fairly ambivalent, really, about them. Not really that bothered.
That's the way I feel. I think most people would agree with that. We feel ambivalent. Stickers are there to inform us, but that's about all. The country of origin of produce and so on. I feel ambivalent, just as you do now.
And obviously, there's some things from my childhood which are just built up over time.
Yes, in your specific case, as you remember, because you remember everything that happened in the hypnosis session, it all began for you when, at 2 years of age, Mum was pushing you in your pram, and she very kindly purchased a sticker from some charity, and you heard the money dropping into the box, and then the man put the sticker onto an item of your clothing, and you panicked because you couldn't get it off, and that was enough to start the whole program running, and of course that was reinforced time and time again.
So now, when I see a sticker, I think I'm going to be all right. I feel a bit tentative in my head, but I think I'm going to be okay.
That's right. Of course, it's normal to be tentative for a little while because you've conditioned yourself in the habit of it, but there is no driving power, no energy behind it now. So the moment you overcome the tentativeness, and it'll happen as soon as you pick up an apple saver with a sticker, and I'm going to offer you the opportunity to do that in just a little while if you feel like doing it. It's up to you. And then we'll just, proof of the pudding is in the eating. You'll see how easy this is for you to do.
In eating the apple with the sticker. Peter, you very kindly bought me an apple in. It's a red Royal Gala apple, and it's got a sticker on there to prove it. Now, apple stickers are possibly the thing I found the hardest to deal with, just because sometimes I want to have an apple. So what I'm going to do now is going to try and take the sticker off. That's okay. Right. And it's actually on my hand. I'm just going to stick it on the table now, that's fine. Doesn't bother me at all. I feel completely fine. Why is that, Peter?
Well, your subconscious mind now understands, it's correctly processed the information, and it understands stickers represent no threat whatsoever to you in any shape or form. And so, the fear's gone.
Really? With hypnosis, anything can be achieved.
So much. Our powerful subconscious mind is capable of greatness. All we need to do is to access that greatness, access the power each one of us has in our own mind.
Peter Fielding curing Louisa Lewis. Oh, how exciting. And Gary was saying earlier, Gary, can I talk to you? Can you hear me there? No, oh God, don't worry about it. I don't know which knob to press. But anyway, Gary was saying that Louisa came in after her session yesterday with Peter with an apple sticker on her forehead. How exciting is that? That's something that she's been phobic of. I mean, seriously, life-changing phobic of since she was in the pram. What was she... It was an hour, Gary, yesterday, was it, with Peter? 2 hours. A two-hour session with Peter Fielding and completely cured. Well, we hope so, anyway. She had a sticker, a cock sticker, on her forehead yesterday, which is brilliant. So... Nice one. Brilliant, brilliant result. And we gave out Peter's details yesterday on the show. If you do want to get in touch with him, I can't remember them to Anne, but just Google Peter Field Hypnotherapy. He's in Birmingham. And you could hear from his voice there. He's a fabulous, fabulous man. Good end to that story. The fear, by the way, if you wanted to know, the fear of stickers was called Pitakionophobia. It was called, because it is no more, Pitakionophobia. And Louisa, well done.